KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have 58 degrees in Atlantic. The clouds are starting to break up outside of our studios. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies today and a high of 64. In local news, three Atlantic men were arrested on separate charges over the weekend. The police department said this morning 49-year-old David Gatrell was arrested Sunday for domestic abuse assault and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. And 24-year-old Jonathan Leonardi was arrested Sunday for OWI first offense. On Saturday, 24-year-old Nathan Stone of Atlantic was arrested for burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the third degree, and public intoxication. All three men were booked into the Cass County Jail. Incidents of theft and vandalism were reported over the weekend in Creston. According to Creston police, both incidents happened or reported on Sunday. A resident of the 500 block of Pine Street reported someone entered a home on his property in the 400 block of Birch Street and took a dishwasher, a push lawnmower, miscellaneous tools, a bathroom vanity, antique stained glass window, and a long two-piece dresser. The loss was estimated at $2,250. And a Creston woman reported to police that someone threw a rock through the rear window of her vehicle while it was parked outside of her residence, a 300 block of Oak Street in Creston. The incident happened sometime between midnight and 5:20 a.m. on Sunday. The damage was estimated at $300. A traffic stop Sunday evening in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Lester Michael Ballard. The Red Oak man was taken into custody at around 7:20 p.m. for driving while suspended. He was also cited for operating a motor vehicle without a registration and driving without insurance. Ballard was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak report two arrests Sunday afternoon at around 12:15 p.m. 21-year-old Cody Jackson Shiflett of Red Oak was arrested on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for simple assault. Shiflett was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And at around 3:20 p.m. Sunday, Red Oak police arrested 36-year-old Kevin Dwayne Staley of Red Oak for driving while suspended. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Three males who escaped from the Clarinda Academy Sunday morning were caught. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said at around 9:50 a.m. that three students, an Hispanic male, a black male, and a white male, had escaped from the Clarinda Academy in an unknown direction of travel. Less than 50 minutes later, Brother said that three escapees were captured in the south part of Clarinda in the area of Orange Street. The Clarinda Police Department, Page County Sheriff's Department, and Clarinda Academy staff assisted in the capture. It was the third time in less than 4 months escapees from the facility were reported. On June the 2nd, two students at the Clarinda Academy were on the run for about 2 hours before being recaptured. On May the 23rd, three students escaped from the Clarinda Academy, and they too were captured. The Clarinda Academy provides treatment and shelter to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. A traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak, or Sunday morning, that is, resulted in an arrest. Red Oak police say 26-year-old Richard Dean Pierce III of Red Oak was pulled over just before 5 a.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and 48. Pierce was taken into custody for driving while suspended. His bond was set at just over $560. Elsewhere in the news, a deputy U.S. Marshal who shot an Iowa fugitive in his arm during an arrest earlier this year has been cleared by an investigation. The Daily Nonpareil reports Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur concluded that the May 29th shooting was an accident. A task force of officers from several departments arrested Daniel Hannon Jr. that day, but Wilbur said the 39-year-old had a history of methamphetamine use and that he made statements about not wanting to be arrested alive, so officers were treating it as a high-risk case. While officers gathered outside the Council Bluffs home during the standoff, Deputy Marshal Scott Cannon fired through the front door and struck Hannon in the right arm after the door slammed. His injuries were not life-threatening. Wilbur's decision means that Cannon won't face Iowa criminal charges, but he could still face discipline from the Marshal's Service because he gave several different explanations for the shooting after the incident. The Griswold School Board will meet this evening. At the start of the school year means that several area school district boards of education, in fact, will be taking various administrative matters into hand. The Griswold School Board gathers at 5:45 in the central office boardroom at the middle school high school building. And during their session, the board will receive an update on district building and grounds projects and act on approving a reprioritized project list. The old school board will officially be retired and the new board called to order. Afterward, the new members will elect a Griswold School Board president and vice president. New business during the meeting includes action on the budget guarantee, county conference board appointments, approval of the school improvement advisory committee, flu shots, and the setting of the regular board meeting time and dates. The Griswold School Board will also receive information on the 2014 student survey, open enrollment in and out, and board policies, series 200, followed by the first reading of those policies. The Cam Community School District's Board of Education will hold its annual and organizational meetings this evening at the high school in Anita. They'll gather in the Media Center at 5:30 and begin with the retiring board's agenda, which includes any old business and retirement of the board. Afterward, the annual and organizational board meeting will commence with the election and oath of office for president and vice president. They'll then set the dates and time for future meetings. Action items on their agenda include adoption of a resolution naming depositories and deposit limits and authorized signers, the designation of the newspaper and or newspapers for official publications, and a school resource officer or SRO program agreement. The CAM School Board will also discuss and act on approving matters that pertain to the Man and Environment camping trip, the CAM shooting team, snow removal, any resignations and contracts, and they'll consider revising a board policy on open enrollment transfer procedures as a receiving district. The CAM board will then act on any open enrollment applications before receiving board reports and adjourning for the evening. The City of Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. During the 5:15 p.m. session, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will report on the summer rec program, including slow-pitch softball and the status of pool repairs as well as future pool maintenance. Herring will also talk about progress on the senior activity area at Sunnyside Park. Now, the recent wet weather has slowed progress on some projects in that area. Herring is expected to inform the board a retaining wall is still being constructed, and once completed, the park's staff will place topsoil down along with seed and the final grading to finish the project. The Atlantic Parks and Rec Board this evening will also receive an update on the Boy Scout Cabin Project and the Eagle Scout Fire Pit Project at Sunnyside, which Herring says was nearly complete. Roger Herring will also provide a wrap on the Disc Golf Tournament, which was held August 30th and 31st and drew participants from five states. He's also expected to note that mowing and the senior activity retaining wall projects have dominated the Park Department's schedule over the past month. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.